Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I am your co-host, Gio.
And I'm Bart.
And I'm so glad to be back because we took a slight hiatus, not because we wanted to, but because we had to.
Yeah, I think we're gone for like 4 weeks, which never happens because we always try to upload at least once a week.
Yeah.
But it's been nuts and it's been tough. Just finding the time.
Nuts and tough?
Nuts and tough to find the time to get everything put together.
What's been so nuts?
Well, if we were to go like backtrack from earliest to now to the latest.
Earliest after when?
Like now, like right now. So like, so right now it's 5/11, right? May 11th.
Okay.
So if we go May 11th to May 10th to May 9th versus May all the way back to March or April.
Got it.
You know what I'm talking about? So I'm earliest to now.
All right. You lost me, but go ahead.
Does that make sense? I'm using English. I'm using regular fucking English.
Maybe
you can't
even
understand what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're just boring. Just go. Say what you want to say. I think I'm just appalled by everything that you represent. So just go.
What do I represent?
Crusty feet. Fucked up fucking personality. Like just...
Then why don't you marry me then?
I think I was having a rough patch, okay?
Yeah?
That's all.
Then why don't you divorce me then?
Well, I'm just lazy.
Okay.
I have an excuse
then
for everything.
Then why don't you marry me again?
Again?
Yeah.
I don't make the same mistake twice.
If you marry someone twice and you divorce them once, are you still married?
If you marry them twice and you divorce them once, of course. Because you got to divorce twice.
2 times.
Yeah. So well, why are we doing math problems?
Then we'll just get married 3 times. Then you'll be way too lazy to ever divorce. And we'll never get divorced.
Just move it on. What the fuck happened?
So for me personally, in the last couple of weeks, if you guys follow me on Instagram, which you should, Bart Kwan, it's been nuts. I've been back and forth from Vegas, LA. So I have my usual stuff, which is I go there to shoot JK News every 2 weeks. That's normal. And when I don't have any other things popping up, it's actually very, very manageable because now our JK days are only 2 days. So I literally either go there the morning of or the night before. So I don't really miss out on family time. And I'm back in pretty much 2 days or even a day if I go in the morning of and I come back the night of. So it's actually not even bad at all. But this year, we're really trying to push Barbell Brigade as hard as we can. So Barbell Brigade is actually like 4 businesses in 1. We have digital programs. We have our apparel, our supplements, and then we have a gym. So when people think like JK, Barbell Brigade.
And the YouTube.
It's not one.
That's its own thing.
It's not 1 and 4. It's 1 and 5, actually, because the content itself is like JK. It's like a production house with 4 other entities, so 5 entities total. So it's like me doing JK and then 5 other businesses. And because of that, I've been going there quite a bit in the last couple of weeks to shoot all kinds of content for programs, for supplements, for apparel, for the gym. I had a powerlifting meet, and then we had a whole Texas tour. We shot with Tim Kennedy, Nikki Rodriguez, David Lucas. Like, we shot with all kinds of people. So it felt like my last couple of weeks of my life has been in a crazy whirlwind. Like, literally in my master bedroom right now, I have my luggage open because I've just been living out of my luggage. And I was about to – I thought I was back for good. But tomorrow we're going to San Diego to hang out with some friends. And that's a good thing, but it's still chaos.
Another thing, yeah.
It's positive chaos, yeah.
So you say all that to say what? Your life's been great?
So I'm just saying to earliest to now, it's already been like that. But even before then with us, we had a – the last time we uploaded was before our little trip to Tahoe for Taika spring break. We had all of that we're dealing with. There's just been so many life changes and updates that...
I don't think it's been... Okay, slow it down, bro. Slow it down. So this is what we're going to do, okay? We're going to take it back to when we last uploaded.
Stress it out, man.
Yeah, yeah. You're stressing me the fuck out. Like, it's not that crazy. Like, yes, it's crazy, but it ain't that crazy, right? So when we last left off on our podcast, we hadn't even discussed spring break. We weren't thinking about spring break because... We were fucking catching up on all the other shit that happened in life.
I think we were thinking about it. We just didn't know what the idea of it
Got
was.
Got it. Okay, so go back to real life. Taika spring break is right around the corner. I started toying with the idea of taking Taika to California. And then unfortunately for Taika's school schedule and his cousin's school schedule, they don't align. I think they're like 2 weeks behind
Taika's.
We're
trying to bring the whole squad to Disneyland.
Yeah, because I mean, that's the best, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't aligning.
Their spring breaks are what, like a week or two off?
Two weeks off.
2 weeks off.
So initially I was like, okay, fuck it. It is what it is. But I do want Taika to go to Disneyland because I grew up with Disneyland. I'm a SoCal kid. Disneyland is in our backyard, so it's what you do. Like, if you grew up in SoCal, that's what you do. Disneyland is your world. So I want Taika to grow up the same way I did. So I was like, dude, he hasn't been to Disneyland since maybe one time after it opened up, after we lost it for 2 years because of COVID and all that. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'll do like a weekend where we spend it, you know, 2 days, you know, one day for the main park, the other day for California Adventure. And then now he's into Harry Potter. So I'm like, fuck yeah, now I can go to Universal and justify the price. Because back in my day, Universal was like $40. Like, it was going downhill. Like, it was so inexpensive. It was
the place you went to if you can't afford Disneyland.
Yeah.
You go Disneyland, Universal.
Yeah, it got really bad.
Baller on a budget, then Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, yeah. But now, when I was looking to make reservations and stuff, which is another thing, I was like, what the fuck? The prices are just as close to Disneyland.
Yeah, so if you guys are trying to go to Disneyland or Universal Studios, you have to make reservations because of COVID protocol, right? So it's like, you can't just go and show up anymore. It's like, you have to pick the day, the time, or whatever. Right. And then you have to make sure
there's enough space. So I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. So I'm just casually planning the way I would normally plan, because in my brain, it's come on, come one, come all type of deal with all of these amusement parks.
Yeah.
So it was about a month out, and I'm like, well, out of curiosity, let me just see what the prices are. Then that's when I'm hit with the reservations, because after the COVID protocol was you have to reserve your slot. So I'm like, it should be fine. So I look at the weekend that I want to book.
Yeah.
Sold out. And it's not sold out for like, or I can't get tickets for another month or so.
So it's all sold out.
The whole month is sold out. 2 months out, I think, was sold out. And I'm like, fuck, man, what are we going to do? What a bummer. But I don't like to accept no's.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, fuck it. We'll just go to you.
A no means yes. You're one of those types of people.
A no means just find another way. Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. So when the no came about, I was like, all right, well, fuck it then. Let's go to Florida. What
no
the mean, fuck?
No means yes to me too.
So you have like a really innocent, mischievous smile. Like, your eyes say more than like anything else.
Yeah.
So you have that. And then you have a big ass bobblehead, right? And then on top of the bobblehead, you have fucking big ass fucking headphones. Yeah. You look even more ridiculous. Okay. So then I saw that note and I was like, all right, time to pivot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, let's go to Florida. Yeah. And you're a down ass bitch. So you're like, let's fucking go to Florida.
Yeah.
So then that was the plan. We were going to
kill two birds with one stone.
So I was like, I think you brought it up. You're like, hey, why don't we go and hang out and see Koa?
Yep.
Koa is, Koa is a YouTuber.
Family vlogger too.
Family vlogger. It's I think it's KK, because it's Koa, Karen, and then their kids. I think it's KK and Baby J.
They got like okay, 10, KK. 10 beautiful kids. 10 beautiful half white, half Asian
one
kids.
One on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
after we were this video's done, there's going to have two more.
They're going to have two 12 more
12 beautiful kids.
They're the ones keeping our population alive, and I'm happy because they're the coolest fucking people. We need more good people like that. So thank you for keeping humanity alive.
Yeah.
So we're going to meet up with them. And then... because again, I was a month out. Everyone had already, they had the same fucking idea we did. So when I was trying to book flights and hotel, it was so stupid expensive. I'm like,
that it wasn't
what
worth it. Yeah.
The fuck is going on?
I think it's like, you know how there's Bridezillas?
Yes.
I think there's Momzillas during spring break. And I've seen them because as a kid, you would see like the moms that are planning everything and they're dragging people around the hotel. Come on, let's go. And then they're the ones that like, they really want to make sure there's family time because it's so hard to get a big family together.
Yeah.
Like whether it's like your cousins too or whatever. So everyone wants to go as a group. So I think like now I know spring break plans with kids, 2 months in advance, we got to plan to avoid like,
minimum. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that got too expensive and too expensive to the point that I'm like, this isn't even worth it. I think it was going to be like $3,000.
Total?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be like $3,000 just to go to Disney World.
Yeah, and it was only going to be for like less than a week.
Because the flights and the hotels.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
So I don't like to not enrich Taika's life, as do you. So I think I was like, well, why don't we just take a road trip? And I was like, what if we take a road trip all the way to Canada? And like, we were like, oh, that'd be cool. Like, we get to go see.
You want to do Canada? I want to do Colorado.
Yeah. And why didn't we do Colorado?
Well, I think we started mapping it out Because Tyka has seizures, like he needs to have his afternoon naps. So I think we're trying to map out like a realistic, not like white knuckling all the way there, but like stop and go and enjoy like and stop comfy. And go and enjoy it and nice and comfy. I think the time that we had, which is might have been only been 5 days, is not enough to go to Colorado and come back. I think we needed like maybe 7 or 8 days. But if you white knuckled it, yeah, you can get there real soon. But we have a kid with seizures. We got to
Yeah, his seizures now we figured out are triggered by sleep.
The number one factor.
Yeah. So because of that, we're like, okay, that doesn't make sense. Then I was like, well, let's do Canada. And we were like, dude, that's a sick idea.
Yeah.
Same thing, right? Like it was going to take too long and it just didn't make sense. So Bart, you're like a really good, you've done all of our road trips, like all of our RV trips and stuff. You've been really good at planning and figuring it all out. Like you already know what websites to visit and which ones are going to be a waste of time and which ones are the actual good ones. So you planned it and you did such a great job.
Oh, thank you.
What was it again? So we started here and we went to Death Valley.
So we the road trip is a Vegas to Tahoe, back down to California to spend your mom's birthday road trip. Remember we took her to go see flowers?
Oh, right.
The route of the back alley route from Nevada or Las Vegas to Death Valley. And then from Death Valley through the back Reno end of Tahoe, through Tahoe, we stopped by Sacramento, bless you, to say what's up to our homie, Silent Mike, bless you.
Thank you.
And then stopped by San Francisco real quick, just so we could pick up like some cool souvenirs and sourdough bread, and then come straight down to LA to spend the next day with your mom for her birthday.
Yeah, and it was such a cool experience. I don't know how much we spent on this trip, but it couldn't. There's no way we spent more than $3,000. Watch, we did.
No, it was under $1,000.
But it was so rad because you have the coolest truck. Like you have your dad truck has like the cloth seats that like we wrecked the shit out of your truck on this trip.
Yeah,
I think we've done it in other trips, but this trip really.
We even went through Mammoth. Completely forgot.
Yes, we did go to Mammoth. So the setup was super cool. So of course we brought Mia. So it was me. Was Tyke in the front with us? Yes.
Yeah, most of because we bought a little booster, so he would sit between us for most of the trip. And he can see over the dashboard finally, so he gets to get a nice little view.
Yeah, he's not a baby anymore. He's in a booster chair now. Yeah. So Bart's truck has a bench seat.
Bench seat in the front, yeah.
Which is fucking I can't remember a time I've seen a bench truck the other than like 70s and shit.
I bought that truck.
Yeah.
If you guys go back to watch when I was shopping for a new truck vlog, I was like, my eyes were set on the TRX because it's a Raptor killer. You guys know me. I fucking love horsepower. And I'm like, dude, this thing is badass. Carbon fiber dash, everything. 600-700 horses. I'm like, ooh, this is nice. This is like a sports car and truck in one. Then I go back and I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of like too fancy for me to actually do the shit that I want to do in it because I'm gonna be like, oh, I don't want to scratch this. I don't want to get dirt on the leather. We go to a Chevy dealership and they told me they had a bench seat truck. And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what I want. I'm like, 700 horses or have my kid sit in the front seat with me.
700 horses it is, baby.
Kid in the front seat with me all fucking
cute
day.
Cute guy. Yeah. So we had Tyke in the front. It was me, Papa driving. And then in the back, we had Mia, who has a ton of space. Like this, the back space is so good, especially for someone like me who's almost 6 feet. It is comfy as fuck. Like I hate sitting in the back because it's just not tall people friendly, but this truck is so spacious. So during the day, Mia would sit back there or on the couch and stuff. And then to the right of her, we had our cooler that had like, just in case we're driving and there's nowhere to get like food, then we had like, you were dieting too.
All right.
Yeah, we brought food to just make simple on the go lunch. Like I had ham, Hawaiian rolls, mayo, mustard, and some fruit. And obviously Tyka's milk because he still drinks milk at night and before his nap. And then you were cutting, so you had fucking ground beef in there.
Yeah, I had a whole big old thing of like 96-4 ground beef. And so my experience with like road trips is anything can happen. Like obviously you plan to hit restaurants during certain meals or whatever, but sometimes there's in-betweens or if we need to be in a rush. So we packed snacks, we had chips, we had drinks, and then we had food in the cooler. So that was like our own little setup. It was like anything more, we would have been RV status.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, we were like perfect. We had a little sleeping area in the back.
Yeah, so I brought a pillow, a sheet, because I knew Mia was going to be sitting in the back, and I just didn't want Tyka to be full of fur. It's just icky. So I even brought a portable fucking vacuum and a lint roller so that as soon as it was Tyke's nap time, I would clean the back up for him, put the sheet over so he has a clean space. Then I would prop the pillow on the cooler, and then he had his blanket. And then Mia, because the truck is so spacious, would just sleep on the floor right next to him. And it was so fucking cool. Like, he would sleep for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this guy doesn't take a nap for 2 hours.
Not even at home, no.
No.
It's usually like an hour.
But I think it's because the car was cool and it was constant and in constant motion. Maybe I feel like it always, at least for me, I feel like it triggers like me being back in the womb or something. Like when like I hear the humming and like I feel like slight movement, like it's rocking me. So I tend to sleep pretty soundly in a car.
I always take, I always knock out during takeoffs too. Do you do that in the plane?
No.
I think it has the same car effect for me. So as soon as it starts taking off, I go.
Yeah, right away you're out.
Yeah.
We're still on the tarmac and you're out.
Oh shit, maybe I think it's not even takeoff.
It's not even takeoff. You're like already out.
It's just me.
Yeah, it's just you. They also do fuck with the oxygen level. So maybe that's what's causing you. Yeah.
They suffocate us?
No, but it's. Yeah, it's less. So it definitely makes you drowsy.
Yeah, but Tyke was super comfy. He had his own little bed in the back. Mia sleeping right next to him, just like a little good guard dog.
Yeah.
And then we would just drive.
Yeah, so we went to Death Valley, and then we got the smart idea to start collecting. So my mom I started this for her, I don't know. I don't want to make that up. But she collects magnets.
So
I was like, hey, why don't we get my mom a magnet of all these places we're about to hit up? And then I think you saw the sticker or something, and then we were like, oh, let's start plastering our cooler, which we travel with now because it's a brand new cooler we just bought because fucking Bart loves spending money.
Because Yetis are fucking sick.
So he had to get a fucking Yeti. It had to be. I'm like, we already have a fucking
one. I've been wanting for a long time.
We have so many fucking coolers. But anyway, so we got a new one and we're like, dude, let's just plaster it with all the stickers of the areas we visit. So that's where our first tradition started.
Yeah.
We get the sticker. So it was Death Valley. From Death Valley, we went to Mammoth?
I think we went straight to Mammoth. But yeah. I feel like we stopped somewhere, did we? No, I think we went straight to Mammoth.
Yeah, because it was like super fucking dry.
Yeah.
We visited like some sand dunes. And then like, yeah, it was hot. And then it went straight to extreme weather in Mammoth. And that was the first time I saw Mammoth. And it was like fucking 20 feet of just fucking packed snow.
Yeah.
And then from Mammoth, we went to
Lake Tahoe,
and that was gorgeous because it was like the in between. Like it was.
And there's that beautiful lake.
Yeah, we got there right as the sun was setting. It was
incredible.
So perfect. Yeah. We have to go back. We have to go back. And then from Lake Tahoe, we went to
Sacramento.
Okay. Oh, I think you're remembering between Death Valley and Mammoth, it was that weird fucking hotel.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the stop you're thinking about.
Well, I do remember the Mammoth Hotel was sick. I was like, this is a straight up resort.
Even
town
Tyka
in the middle
was
of the mountain.
Even Tyka was like, hey, the other hotel, that one was gross. This one's good. Like he understands quality.
But the other one had the animals that we took pictures with.
Yeah, Tyka was kissing a sheep.
Yeah.
That fucking goat or whatever was so cute. Okay, so then from Mammoth, Tahoe to Sacramento?
Sacramento, yeah.
Yeah, Sacramento to L.A.
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco.
Passing by San Francisco.
Right, San Francisco and then to L.A.
And then we even did a little like 2-3 mile hike to get that perfect picture of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yep.
Remember?
We did that. It was perfect. I've gone to San Francisco many times and I never had a picture from that angle.
Because everyone usually has like that tourist bottom angle, but in this one it was like boom.
Right behind us, yep. Yeah. And then we made it just in time for my mom's birthday. And she likes the super bloom stuff. So we took her to see some really dope flowers. We stayed with her for like a day.
Yeah.
And then we came back.
Yep. And that was his spring break.
And it was so enriching for me.
Me too.
I don't know. I mean, I guess Tyka loved it too because he just got to roam free. And he ended up seeing his cousins toward the tail end of it when we went back to California.
And he loves snow. He got to see snow everywhere.
He fucking loves snow. And then Mia was just running free and like, she was full of sand and dirt and just a bunch of fun stuff. And her talons were filed down because she was just running so much. Like, this dog has a wonderful life.
Even Tyka, remember at the sand dunes? He kept wanting me to push him so he could tumble all the way down.
Yeah.
It was so soft.
Yeah, it was so cool. And I think by this point, like, we had already gone through, like, you know, your dad's passing and our moving and Tyka's health. And there was just so much stress. And, you know, I felt like I didn't really get to decompress from all of that.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize how much I needed to just be out. Like, even though on this trip I was working and hustling hard because, like, we had some major changes within the company structure that I needed to take on a different position, that I was still kind of learning this position and working as, like, you were driving. But that's kind of the beauty of being on a road trip. It's you're stuck.
Yeah. And like, you have a mobile hotspot, so you're working.
Yeah, still. And because you're stuck in a car to get to your next destination, I was able to just work for, like, a good couple of hours in there. And I didn't feel guilty for falling behind. Things still kept moving forward. But I got so rejuvenated by just being in nature and just enjoying it. And I can't remember being on my phone very much other than, like, when I needed to work. And then I would just leave my phone and just either snap a bunch of pictures or just be present. And yeah. I remember coming back from this trip. And it sounds hectic, right? But it was so cute. And I was, like, so charged up and so refreshed. And I'm like, God damn, everyone needs to get out more. And it was like, all of this stuff is accessible to everyone. It's free. You know, all you're paying for is your gas to get there or your transportation. But it's all free.
Yeah, nature is awesome.
Yeah, it was the best. And just kind of seeing all the different terrains and climate changes and stuff was super rad. And I kind of like a hectic traveling schedule like that. Hectic in the sense that every day we're trying a new thing. Not hectic in, like, trying to jam pack things.
Yeah.
Like, what was cool that I liked that you planned, it was like one day is driving and then we get to our next destination at night, sleep, and then in the morning we explore the new destination. And then we spend a whole day exploring, and then the next day we leave in the morning, arrive to the new location at night, sleep, and then explore the whole other day. So I thought that was so perfect because we only had one activity plan per location, and yeah, it was the best. Yeah. I feel like I just talked this whole thing. You have nothing to say?
What do you mean? I've been talking the whole time. What are you talking about? You're okay. Crazy.
All right, fine. So we get back from that, and that was also like a really cool test because not once did we see Taika like get a little bit wonky on us, because in school,
wonky as in like having his health, a mild seizure.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah. Because like not all seizures like created equal, you know, like the ones that we're all used to experiencing are the ones where you're like convulsing and people fall on the floor. And like, you know, the old stereotype is like, oh, put a pencil in their mouth because they don't like swallow their tongue, which is false. Seizures come in many forms, and some of which is just them freezing. And you're just like, hello, are you there? And they're just gone.
Yeah, they're just staring off into space.
That, or just them kind of like falling a little bit and just kind of stumbling and then mumbling. And then like they have a tiny seizure and then they'll come back. So he didn't have any of that. Whereas in his other school, he would have things like that happen. Like his teacher would be like, hey, I think he had a mild episode. Like he was riding his bike and I was calling his name. And then it seemed like he was going to ride his bike down a hill because he wasn't like responding. And then he like comes to right in the nick of time. But like these little things. And the travel schedule can be hectic, yeah, you know, because we're constantly on the go. He was perfectly normal the whole time. And his last seizure was back in November. So all of December, he didn't have a seizure. Then January, he didn't have a seizure. And all of February, none. March, none. April, none. Now we're in May and he's yet to have a seizure, and we're about to hit that 6-month mark. I know. Fingers crossed. So his health has been so good that we started. So he was taking two medications, one called Vimpat and one called Keppra.
Yep.
He was on the highest dosage of Keppra and the seizures were still coming.
Still coming.
So because they were still coming, he's on the highest dosage. That just tells us and the doctor that this Keppra thing is not working. So that's when
at the same time, Keppra was, we thought was a contributor to some of his behavioral issues that got him kicked out of school.
Yeah.
Because Keppra is one of those things that lowers your inhibition. So if you already have impulse control, it's even worse.
Yeah.
And at his last school, we were literally getting calls like every other week, come pick him up. Like he's a disturbance. He did this. He threw a ball at some kid and it was just like crazy. So like his seizures and his medication not only affected him academically, but it also affects us.
And he had mood swings.
Yeah, we need to work, and he had mood swings, and it'd be hard for him. And then, you know, like when a kid starts getting in trouble all the time, and he's getting sent to the principal's office and getting phone calls, and he's the only one getting picked up. He's missing out on like school picture days, school plays, like all the stuff that all his friends are doing. He's missing out on. Not only that, he knows that he's the only one getting in trouble, so he's getting really down on himself. And there's times where he was like, I don't think I'm meant to be a good kid, and that would like break my heart.
Yeah, he like it was so lethargic. He would get so lethargic and down on himself when it was like, we have to go back to school. Because he was like, damn, I'm about to hear it again.
Yeah. So we finally found a new neurologist who was like, okay, if Keppra is causing so many other like unwanted side effects and disturbing the other parts of his life, let's see if we can introduce a new medication that has less side effects, which is Vimpat, which is why he's on both of them. So the goal was to get him on Vimpat and then have both of them and then eventually hopefully wean him off Keppra. But the caveat, or not the caveat, but the contingency to that is he has to have be seizure free for 6 months, which he is now.
Yeah. So I was getting to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, when we introduced Vimpat, we had a meeting with his doctor and we were like, hey, listen, I was just telling her like, you know what? Keppra didn't work, obviously, because he's on the highest dosage. There's a month where he had no seizure because we were messing around with his sugar levels. And his sleep. Then we introduce Vimpat. I'm like, is there any way we can start weaning him off Keppra? Because we know it doesn't work. So at that point, we slowly started weaning him off of it. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, was the last Keppra he had to take. So it was like this really cool celebration that we had at home. We ended up facing my mom and my brother and my sister-in-law and all the kids. And everyone was
big old donut.
Got him a big old donut to celebrate, you know, the effort that Taika put into it. Because he's so freaking smart that I'm like, dude, you got to take a nap. And he'll be like, well, why, mom? I don't want to take a nap. I'm not even tired, which we know he's tired. but I'm like, dude, this is, you know, every time you take a nap, it helps you, excuse me, it helps you not get seizures. So as soon as I started explaining it to him, he was like, okay, I got it, mom. So he would take a nap. So I was telling him like, dude, because you're listening and you're taking naps, like it's preventing you or it's helping you not get seizures. So like, good job. And because of that, I'm like, look, we're reducing your medicine. And he would see it every week. He'd be like, oh, it's getting lower. It's getting lower. It's getting lower. And yesterday he finally got to see that this was the last one. So like you mentioned, the doctor was like, hey, if we can keep him seizure free for another 6 months, which would make it a perfect 1 year, then he'll be off of medication completely. And we think we found it. We think it's the sleeping.
Yeah. Which is why we've been so adamant. Like every day sleeps between 8 and 8:30. Weekends, he always has a nap. And it's so much to the point where like I'm a big advocate of like daily habits because I believe the daily habits determine what your future is. So I try to get into jiu-jitsu all the time. But if on the way to jiu-jitsu, if he knocks out, that's it. Seizure's priority number one. So we just sit in the car with him and we make sure to keep the car moving so he can continue to sleep because that's his body telling him he needs to sleep. And yeah, we dismiss jiu-jitsu for the day. But that's what we've been.
Yeah, that's so interesting, right? That like I wonder how much energy he's actually using up. That his body's like, motherfucker, stop. Like, you're going a million miles per hour. Like, what the fuck?
I actually think that's one of my own theories for myself, why I knock out so fast. Because I have ADHD. I was diagnosed with that as a kid. And my brain is thinking about everything all the time.
That's so interesting.
So fucking fast.
Because it feels like you're not thinking about shit always.
That's how crazy it is. And then so by the time I, like, lay in bed, I think it's so easy for me to knock out because I'm so exhausted. Because I'm like out thinking you, like running circles around you, like with my eyes closed and my shoelaces tied together.
As you're thinking about shit, I'm actually getting it done, you know, and that's why your life's all fucked up. And that's why when I came in, I cleaned it all up for you.
What'd you clean up?
Your life, buddy. You're what? When I first went over to go visit you as like when we were dating.
Yeah.
You fucking said you're like, my sheets smell good, huh? Yeah. You were so proud of it.
I wash my sheets every week.
You know what it smelled like? It smelled like you washed it just in water because it just smelled like skin.
No way.
You know that skin smell that like sticks to fabric? That's what all your sheets smell like. That's what the inside
of your nose smells like.
Oh, that's interesting because right now it doesn't smell like that at all. And you're constantly complimenting how nice it smells.
Yeah, because you're Mexican.
What does that mean? I don't use fucking Fabuloso.
Everyone knows Mexicans are laundry experts.
No, we're just experts at everything.
You literally take half of the drying sheets and throw it in with every load.
Drying sheets. So then what are you complimenting me for if you're trying to like I thought you were trying to fight me. Why are you complimenting me? You're so weird.
I literally just said I run circles around you.
No, you don't.
That's literally what I just said. You thought I'm fighting you. You thought I have your back. Where am I? I don't know. I could be behind you right now.
I know you don't know. I need to come back in.
Am I even in front of you?
Well, the interesting thing is when I ask you, I'm like, hey, what are you thinking about? Because I'm always so curious. You're like, nothing.
Because words can't even describe. Words can't even catch up to how fast my brain's working. You understand?
No, yeah, that's literally everyone's fucking brain. That's how we see fucking pictures. That's why you don't think in words, because you fucking numbnuts.
That's why their brain has so much energy, they can't sleep. My brain is, people with ADHD is like constantly, and then so I'm fucking so tired by the time I get home.
Yeah.
Either that or I'm dealing with your bullshit.
Probably both. Probably both. I know I hate dealing with my bullshit, but yeah, it's so interesting to me where his brain's just like, motherfucker, stop.
So I can tell he has ADHD because he's also been diagnosed, and I can see he's like, so I think that's why he gets fucking exhausted too.
Give me the goddamn chills because I'm like, God, how to fucking do that shit? Yeah, because we've done all the mental fucking brain scan tests.
Yeah.
And every single time they're like, it is normal. We are due for one more EEG scan. I don't think it's 24 hour. I think it's the 1 hour one. Just to kind of see how his brain is reacting to the absence of this Keppra drug.
I would say, though, no matter what we did this year or whatever happens the rest of the year, I think our biggest accomplishment as a team is getting Tyka to get off Keppra and be seizure-free for 6 months.
Fuck yeah. And then helping him re-fucking assimilate just assimilate to this new program when he was so down on himself.
Yeah.
Like when he moved from his old private school, which I fucking hate now, to this new public school, his teacher was like, hey, I'm not too sure how they did stuff, you know, in that old school, but like right now his writing is really bad. Like I can't tell what is going on. Like his math, he's a little bit behind. Like, dude, he was behind on so many things. And we were like, oh, really? Okay. So like a team, we were like, okay, this is his schedule. Remember, like I came up with a fucking schedule. I'm like, he wakes up, has breakfast, then this is when your mom was still living with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause then it was like a week or two, maybe even a month. I think it was a month.
My mom lived with us. So after my dad passed.
It was a month.
My mom lived with us for a month because she just needed to change up the energy because what she experienced was too crazy.
Yeah. And then in that month, he had just got kicked out of school, but then it's 2 weeks out of school because of the winter break. So in this whole month, he had nothing to do. And I'm like, I'm not going to let my fucking child fucking rot indoors and shit. So yeah, I remember writing a schedule out for Tyka to even read too. So instead of putting words, I did the words obviously for your mom and the time that I drew pictures like from this hour to this hour, he's doing reading and then math and whatever. That's cool. Yeah. And then we did that together. Then once he started this new school, and his teacher told us he is a little bit behind, we're like, our son is not behind. He's a bright fucking boy. So he would wake up in the morning, have his breakfast, and then we would do review time. So it'd be like 10 minutes to 20 minutes of just like him practicing his alphabet with the appropriate stroke pattern. And then he would do some math, and then he would do some sight words, and then he would have like 20 minutes of free time or 30 minutes or whatever. And then at school, I would make sure I would drop him off at least 15 minutes before the bell rang so he can get his little wiggles out and just kind of run.
Yeah.
So like we'd set that up for, I think, these 5 months.
Yeah.
And we've been consistent with it. We haven't back down, and I think we just got his test results today, where they do this MAP testing where they see where your kid is at in comparison to his peers and then within the state, right?
Yeah.
And then Tyka was what?
I think he's like 80, he's above 80 percentile for math, and I think above 70, which is good. So that means like out of the 100 kids, he
outperformed
80 of them for math, and then outperformed like 70 of them for the reading and writing part of it.
I know, I'm so proud of him, and this school is so great.
The whole faculty is awesome. The principal, to the counselor, to his teacher, to the psychologist, like everyone you can feel is really, really invested in him. And that's such a breath of fresh air, because at his old private school, which we pay like top dollar for, and also just
close to $3,000. I'm going to say it because that shit was not almost worth it. Almost
$3,000 a month. And then even the type of like faculty I experienced as a kid, given that I was probably a menace. It always felt like I was a nuisance, or even Tycho was a nuisance, and they're just like trying to like, how do we get rid of this nuisance? Because it makes my job hard. Over here, it almost feels like, okay, we know we got to get Tycho here. What's the best way to get him here?
Yeah.
And it always feels like that.
And they're trying not to isolate him from his peers because they understand the social aspect of it, where they're like, yeah, he comes to school to learn, but there's also the socializing aspect and living amongst this community of people that you eventually have to do in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, I love that they take that approach too.
Yeah.
It was hard, man. But no, I love this school. I love his teacher because she's so stern, yet she's very approachable, and like Tyka loves her. And she's constantly telling me like, hey, I'm just scared that, you know, he's going to feel like we're picking on him a lot. And I'm like, trust me, you guys are a gem compared to his previous school, because he would never want to hug his teachers.
Yeah.
And he had multiple teachers.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to hug any of them. And then with this one, he like loves her. And she'd be like, well, I don't want him to get down on himself. And I'm like, he is nowhere near that. Like, he doesn't even know anything is going on. So I'm so proud of him. He's done all the work. And, you know, we just got a report today where they were telling us, like, since he has impulse control, I think it's because he's the youngest in his class. Usually his peers are 6 going on 7. And he had just turned 5. And then as they're going 7 to 8 or 6 going on 7 or 7.5, he's barely going to turn 6. So they're thinking a lot of it has to do with the maturity for him. But it was such a refreshing thing to hear his teachers be like, well, no, he's like really polite. He's very honest. He takes accountability. And I'm like, we're doing a good job. Like, they didn't say anything bad about him other than going like, it's just his impulse. Like, you can tell he's remorseful and he doesn't want to do it. And he knows right from wrong, but he just has to try it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I see it all the time where like, he's trying to give you eye contact. And he goes, I'm telling you, I'm listening, but my hand just wants to see what this fucking plushie feels like.
Well, even he explained it that other day.
Yeah.
The teachers made everyone like a little chicken cup toy thing.
Yeah.
And then the teacher said, anyone that touches it isn't going to be able to keep it. And then Tycho was saying, my body kept telling me to go and touch it.
My heart.
But I told myself I can't do it. But my heart wanted to go over there and just touch it.
Yeah, it was such a battle. He's like, man, I just wanted to touch it so bad. But I just was like, no, no.
Yeah, and we were telling him, hey, that's good. You know what that's called? That's called self-control. You had a lot of self-control. That was awesome.
Yeah, and then the next day he'll get frustrated and fucking throw away his laptop.
Yeah. But yeah, like... out of all the things that we've experienced so far in this year, I would say last year.
Fuck was, last year. Last year could suck my dick.
But last year we also made $1 million, which is pretty fucking crazy. Yeah,
okay, I take it back.
So that's amazing. So last year, I would say one of last year's biggest wins is making $1 million.
Come up.
Making $1 million in real estate.
Yep.
This year is.
We bought how many properties this year already?
So this year, we now own 4 homes. 3 of them are paid off.
Boom, shakalaka, suck my dick.
Yeah, so we've been able to leverage that into 4 homes now. So we actually just posted something on my Instagram about like what are some of the topics you want to talk about on our podcast. Finances, real estate is something that we want to talk about. So we'll probably dive into that in the next episode. But yeah, so we end up getting 4 pads, three of them
paid
fully
cash.
Paid off. So those are cash flowing really nicely. That's what we've been able to do in just this year. And also the main important thing is getting Tyka off Keppra seizure-free so far, and then feeling confident in school to the point where when we go, do you want to do some math? He goes, yes.
Yeah, he loves math. He fucking loves
from someone
it.
Thank that
God.
Hated homework and hated school, and you can see how down on himself he was, to like loving math and feeling how confident he is. And like every time like a Theo comes around, he's like, he wants to do math games. What's 40 plus 40 plus 2 minus 2?
Yeah, it's complicated. Combinations.
Yeah, and then he feels so happy to be able to go back and forth with someone on it.
Yeah, it is CUNY. I think we're doing a great job. We did a great job.
Good job, team.
Maybe on the next podcast, we'll talk about how we have been as a couple. Because that's going to need a whole new podcast.
That needs a whole new podcast? Why? You got some secret shit That you haven't told me?
No, I mean, I was just trying to be enticing for the next one, but you just didn't catch on.
I told you I'm running circles around you.
No, you didn't catch on. I fucking threw the fucking alley-oop and you didn't dunk it. You just saw the ball go up and then you were running fucking circles in your own goddamn brain that no, you weren't in the present moment to fucking catch it and fucking dunk it.
No, because you threw the alley-oop at someone that wasn't even there. I already went home. I was in an Uber.
Yeah, thanks for being a team player. That's what I'm talking about.
Can you please be? I said I run circles around you.
Can you please? Can you just not run circles with your fucking ADHD?
I can't help it. I'm just going just circles all the way.
Be in the present.
I'm a cinnamon roll, baby. I go like this.
More like a piece of shit that goes like this.
With frosting on it.
Yeah, I don't know. You're so lame. But no, we did a really good job. Like, we turned the ship around. We really
and
did.
And you know that. That little spring break road trip that we did, I think that was something that we really, really needed because as a family, like we went through so much with him getting kicked out of school, him not being in school for a whole month.
I know.
And then, remember, like even during that whole period, we're taking him to go check out schools. Remember? We would go see this school, go see that school, go see that daycare, go see whatever.
Oh, right.
And then you can tell like, Tyka can feel this isn't normal. Like, he's like, why am I going checking out?
And we had just moved into this place, yeah. So he feels absolutely displaced.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Tyka's like, why am I seeing so many schools? And why am I seeing, like, if teachers like me or if I like them? And then you can see that there's already a full-blown class happening, and he's, like, the new one. And then we're trying to, like, because, you know, kids could feel it, you know? And then so we're like, do you like this playground? Or do you like that teacher? And you could just feel like, why are my parents keep asking me these things? Like, wait, why can't I go to the other school? And we can't really just break it to him. He got kicked out because you want him like to hurt his feelings. So we just have to kind of like soft talk and
sugarcoat. Now he knows.
Now he knows. We have to sugarcoat all these things. And it was such a point in his life where I feel like his shell was closing in on him, you know? And then I think for him to go to this school, develop some confidence. And then for us, you know, road trips, just spending all day together. And he's sleeping on the bed with you every single night. So it feels so super,
oh, right.
Super cuny. Mm-hmm. I think like it was like a much needed thing for us to like just be together and bond and be together 24/7.
Yeah, that was really great.
Yeah, it was very cuny.
I ain't trying to cry. But we did it, man. Like we fucking, everyone has their shit, you know, but you just got to keep continuing to focus on that silver lining and like hopefully having like people in your life that are constantly recognizing that there's an obstacle, but going, hey, that's not going to defeat us. And going, okay, well, what's the plan of attack? And let's just keep moving forward. Because I think once you start focusing on the obstacle, then you're not looking at anything past it and you're just stuck.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of us to be like, okay, that's fine. This is fine. This is going to be hard. But here we go. Let's fucking attack it. And we did it. We did it. Seamlessly, we did it. I mean, it's now it's such a part of our routine that it feels weird not to do it, which is super rad because now we have a really cool little shining little monkey man.
Yeah.
Who's like kicking ass and loving school. And he's about to end school like in
a week.
Not even a week. Tomorrow's Friday. Monday's his last day. Okay. No. I messed up. No, you're right. About 6 days. Suck my dick, Barton. Anyway, on that note, I'm so proud of us. Yeah, we're doing great, and I have nothing else to say.
Well, I'll end it. If you guys like this podcast, please support us. We go to bottlebrigade.com, supplements, apparel, digital programs, stop by the gym, anything. That is me and Mod Bear's business, our own personal brand, and because we have that business, it allows us to keep doing this, so make sure you go check that out, bottlebrigade.com. See you guys next time.
Bye.